It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And this week, Matt, we went to one that's been streaming, I know, because I saw it. And that's Borat Subsequent Movie Film. That's not even the whole title.
No, I'm going to give you the whole title. Yes, this has been a popular streaming film right now. The sequel to the 2006 Borat film, which I can't quite remember the long title, but this title, Doug, is Borat Subsequent Movie Film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. And the bribe is his daughter. So Maria Bakalova plays Borat's daughter. And, of course, these are characters, you know. And in the film, she's 15. She's not 15 in real life, but she plays his daughter, and they come to America to bribe Mike Pence. And they're going to offer his daughter, his virgin daughter, to Mike Pence as a bride, and hopefully that will give money back to Kazakhstan. So that's the plot right there. And you know it's going to be crazy with what I just explained to you. So hilarity ensues. Again, Sacha Baron Cohen somehow gets himself into situations and events in costume, in character. There's a great sequence where he and Maria Bakalova get into CPAC, where Mike Pence is speaking, and he has a Trump costume on, and he's offering his daughter to Mike Pence, and you can see the look on Pence's face, like, who is this guy? It's amazing the access he gets. But Maria Bakalova is fantastic in this movie, Doug, and she's even getting some, you know, some Oscar talk as a Best Actress nominee because she's hilarious. The Rudy Giuliani segment has been much discussed in the news. That is amazing because he has clearly taken in that she is a legitimate reporter interviewing him about COVID. There's a fantastic sequence at a debutante dance where somehow Borat gets his daughter into a debutante dance in the South, and we can't really say what happens after that, Doug, because it is very inappropriate and very hilarious, but you'll have to watch the film. I also enjoyed when Maria Bakalova somehow invites herself into a Republicans' women's club and gives a speech that starts out pretty interesting, and eventually the look on these women's faces as they listen to her is priceless. So it's a lot of misadventures. It's a lot of set pieces like that. Again, Sacha Baron Cohen, often compared to Peter Sellers because of his penchant for makeup, wild costumes, accents. He is I think if he's not a comedic genius, he's close. And I think this film is at least as good as the first one. Lots of streaming going on. I think people will enjoy it if you understand going in that they really, really push the envelope. If that is not your cup of tea, then you might want to skip this one. But the reviews are great. I never stopped laughing, and it's hilarious.
Well, it's a kind of film that I really enjoy. It's called a mockumentary. It takes mm-hmm. fun of the documentary format and of people's, predispositions, if you will. It goes back for me with Spinal Tap, but I love these kinds of movies because they're largely, or at least significantly, improvised. It's an interesting form of movie making, and sometimes you wonder, how does Sacha Baron Cohen do it? Because his face has been around for a while now. He's kind of like a lanky Groucho Marx to me.
Yeah, a little bit. But he's in such heavy makeup and costume design that sometimes you can't tell it's him. For example, what I heard, there's a famous set piece in this film where he gets himself into this protest. It's a protest about mask wearing, okay? And he sings a song about Obama being a traitor, and his moniker is Country Joe or something, and he's singing up there. And apparently he did have one person kind of help him into this that was in on the whole joke, but everyone in the audience was loving it and loving his performance. They didn't know it was Borat. They didn't know it was Sacha Baron Cohen up there singing as some country singer. There's a lot of planning that goes on, I would guess, certainly to get Giuliani to go along with the fact that Maria Bakalova is doing a serious interview with him about COVID. And you can tell, you know, we're in on the joke. So we're watching this interview like, how could he be tricked into thinking she's a legitimate reporter from the Ukraine or Bulgaria or wherever she claims to be from? And then things go awry from there quite haphazardly as he goes into a motel room with Maria Bakalova, and that's about all I'll say about that.
Yeah, it's a scene that will linger with you. The other piece of this that intrigues me is that the nation of Kazakhstan, which is sort of the butt of a lot of these jokes, has embraced Borat.
Yes, they have. I know there was some pushback initially that he was making fun of the whole country, but they've embraced him. And I think he's probably their greatest ambassador, greatest ambassador right now. And I hope there's more movies to come. He is, like I said, he is really an artist who pushes the boundaries, but he does them. He pushes those boundaries, I think, in a way that is, I mean, look, there's some crude jokes in this. There's some references to things that are uncomfortable, but in his hands, for some reason, it kind of comes off like, okay, that's funny. I accept that. Do you agree with that, Doug?
Yes, I do, actually. And, you know, he's a legitimate actor. He's got some really good credits to his name.
Yeah, he's great in Hugo. I really like him in Scorsese's Hugo.
And we should also mention, because when I was looking at the movie, doing a little background check with Sasha and Borat, and there's plenty out there, there was a documentary made about the making of his movie in Kazakhstan.
Oh, boy.
That's one I'm going to look up, to be honest with you.
The making of the mockumentary. Okay, we'll have to look that one up next.
Yeah, and it strikes me as intriguing, because I would like to see behind the scenes how they do some of this.
I sure would, too. I would love to find out more. We've only heard snippets so far about how he got into CPAC and, you know, how he got into that mask protest with anti-mask people. But, yeah, it would be fascinating to see his backstory and his preparation in heavy character and heavy costume to get into these places. And let's face it, Doug, he uses Maria Bakalova as a way to get into these places. She's very attractive. She's very funny. And so, you know, clearly that's a way for him to get in to interview Giuliani. She's got this extremely high skirt on as she interviews him, and the whole scene is very uncomfortable. But we're in on the joke, so we're laughing with it.
Okay. Well, it's a movie that I might actually watch again, and I guess I give it a thumbs up, but I like mockumentaries, like I said.
Yes.
So I've got an Oscar trivia question that actually came from our producer, Skip Wood. It's completely off the subject we were on, but it is an intriguing question, and that is, best buddies, Henry Fonda and Jimmy Stewart, from the golden age of Hollywood, and they were great friends off screen,
were
in how many movies together?
So they were in the Cheyenne Social Club. Doug, I'm going to say three. The Cheyenne Social Club, Fire Creek, and How the West Was Won.
One more. There were four. On Our Merry Way.
Never saw that. Would not have gotten that one.
That's very obscure to me. I wouldn't have either. So we've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.